There's a war outside my door. Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 1st of August and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Lots happening. Snapdeal is laying off 80% of its workforce, but the founders are very excited for the years ahead. Pakistan's parliament elects a new prime minister after Nawaz Sharif was ousted. EU citizens will lose free access to the UK in 2019 once the Brexit's finally taken effect. Travis Kalanick is plotting his return just like Steve Jobs did for Apple. An income tax return filing date extended to August 5th for Indian working professionals. First piece on the news is Snapdeal is laying off 80% of its workforce, but the founders are very excited for the years ahead. E-commerce major Snapdeal will reportedly lay off close to 80% of its 1,200 employees. An official said that the management has given verbal instructions to the department heads to prepare the list. After Snapdeal refused the $950 million takeover from Flipkart to remain independent, Snapdeal founders in a letter said that it has made tremendous progress towards its new path over the last few months. They added that Snapdeal 2.0 has clear visibility of making upwards of 150 crores in gross profit in the next 12 months. Next piece on the news is Pakistan's parliament elects a new prime minister. Ruling party member Shahid Khaqan Abbasi is expected to be named interim PM until the brother of Nawaz Sharif, ousted by the Supreme Court over corruption charges last week, becomes eligible to take over in about 2 months. So yes, Nawaz Sharif is out. He wants his brother to take over as the PM after 2 months. So in the interim, we have Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, who is going to be named interim PM. EU citizens will lose free access to the UK in 2019. Citizens of the European Union have the right to live, work and study across the bloc. But that right, known as freedom of movement, will come to an end in the UK in 2 years' time. Europeans' right to live, work and study in the UK will end when Britain officially leaves the European Union. This was confirmed by the UK government for the first time after days of contradictory messages. EU migrants make up about 20% of Britain's labour force in at least 18 industries. Travis Kalanick is plotting his return. The ousted Uber CEO is on the selection committee to find his successor, and is reportedly telling potential candidates he's Steve Jobsing it, that is, plotting a triumphant return to power. A faction on the Uber board, including Kalanick, wants to keep open the possibility that he might become CEO again. That will be insane to see Travis come back and take control of Uber. He was recently ousted by the board of directors since he was suffering from In fact, he had mental illnesses, he had sexual scandal claims against him. And yeah, I just didn't see right for him to continue. He might be back though. Last piece on the news is income tax return filing date extended to August 5th. The Income Tax Department has extended the last date for filing of ITR for the financial year 16-17 to August 5th from the original deadline of July 31st, which was yesterday. The department cited difficulties faced by the taxpayers as a reason for extending the deadline. Notably, the department has also received over 2 crore returns filed electronically. Not bad. Well, with that piece of news, we're wrapping up another edition of News on the Go, first for the month, second for the week. You guys have a great day ahead. I will see you tomorrow, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Gypsy Heart by Munt featuring Neil O'Mandy.